And I thank the delegate of IMO for his explanation. So just to add one issue. So we have, for example, in the IMDG code, we have a footnote. We have a footnote referring to the CTO code. So it does not make it mandatory, of course not, but there is this footnote and it says this is a standard. Mm-hmm. So this is a standard, and those persons who are involved in the transport chain, who have obligations, so they should follow this standard. So, and actually, what we have as standard in the footnote is the chapters and the annexes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course we have five technical appendices for this annex five. Okay, this is really technical for this, for the annex seven actually. However, all what is now here on the screen, what we have on hand now, all this additional information, if it comes part of the code, then it will be referenced in the footnote. And I think this is an issue which we are not preferring, yeah, to reference all this this informative material in such a footnote. And therefore, I think it is very crucial to look at these appendices, what is really normative. There are some, but all the rest, which is only informative, which are examples which may not be complete, which the delegate of UAC said, which may not be complete. So therefore, they should not be a constitutive part of the code. So otherwise, we have referenced it in ADR, and what is then? What is then when I have a vehicle which is not in this informative material, but which is actually then permitted to go to the road? Yeah. So this would create a lot of problems, and therefore my proposal is to look at these appendices, look what is really normative, then we keep it, and to have all those others which are informative not in the code. Thank you.